From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Ryan Femuliner. It's been nearly a year since the University of Missouri erupted in protests over racial conflict on campus. Now, a similar incident is reigniting the conversation. KBIA's Riley Began has more.
The Delta Upsilon fraternity at the University of Missouri was temporarily suspended yesterday after members allegedly yelled racial slurs at two black students in front of their fraternity house late Tuesday night. The students were members of the Legion of Black Collegians, which released a statement early yesterday morning detailing the event. They wrote that MU police arrived shortly after the conflict and began trying to control Legion members rather than the white students heckling from the frat house. The statement says another officer used, quote, verbal force while resting his hand on his gun.
I actually got a call at 2 a.m. from three different people. In my mind, I was just like, I was in utter shock, to be honest, and I was really disappointed.
That's Sean Earle, the president of the Missouri Students Association.
My hope was that this year was going to be a year of progress and a year of change and a year of enlightenment. And this incident that happened last night sets us back from that. It doesn't mean that we can't continue to grow. I think this is just reiterating the fact that we do have to change.
But Earl and others did notice one big change from last year's incident, institutional support. Interim Chancellor Hank Foley wrote in a press release less than 12 hours after the incident that the university has, quote, zero tolerance for actions like this. The statement said that the university would be investigating the students involved in the incident and would determine whether any individual should be suspended or expelled. MU and Delta Upsilon International also both temporarily suspended the local chapter. Ben Trachtenberg is the chair of the MU Faculty Council.
I think it's important for faculty and students and staff and everyone at this university to be doing our best to try to work together to solve some real problems.
Trachtenberg reached out yesterday on behalf of faculty to let Legion members know that he's interested in making change and that students can bring their concerns to the council.
And so my attitude has been, since I became chair of council, that I'm happy to get good advice from anyone who's willing to give to me.
Yesterday, black students came together to support one another and talk about their experiences. The Legion organized a demonstration in the Student Center during the day and a town hall discussion at the Gaines Oldham Black Cultural Center last night. Najiba Hussein is the chair of the Social Justice Committee on the MSA Senate. She was at the town hall last night, and she says it was a space for healing and for expressing frustration.
It's stuff you don't see on social media. You know, it's raw. You get to see what people are dealing with firsthand and how it's been affecting them, and I think that's really powerful. And it was great to see so many people there to listen and learn.
Representatives from MU's Interfraternity Council and Panhellenic Association, MU Police, faculty, and administrators also attended the meeting, including interim president of the university system, Mike Middleton.
A lot of it was holding Greek life accountable. So a lot of the discussion regarded the implementation of new programs, what they're going to do, how they're going to take action and not just talk about taking action.
Since last year's protests garnered nationwide attention, the university has launched multiple diversity initiatives and pledged more than $2 million dedicated to recruiting and retaining faculty of color. Nonetheless, students like Earl say this incident is a reminder that race relations at MU could still use some work.
We have to realize that certain people just do it out of ignorance. Some people do it to get attention. Some people do it because they don't know any better. And that's our job as a community to reach out and educate each other and put that also on the workload of our administration and our faculty to make sure that they are educating the student population on these facts as well.
Students at the town hall discussion said that Greek life needs to be held accountable for racist incidents. The Legion of Black Collegians say they're working with the administration to develop policies to eradicate these instances in the future. Riley Began, KBIA News, Columbia.